T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is Merlone, Fourier, and Meg.
The issue right now is I haven't moved out completely from the old place, so I have to go back to the old place. That's the worst part. Make sure everything's cleared out and good by the lease.
So what do you leave back? Like clothes? You have to go back and get clothes?
Just crap. Like there's like a shampoo bottle. There's like socks on the floor. You know, like random stuff.
Do you realize you're living in sin now?
Let's not.
Today is a great day for Red Sox fans. One, the Hansel Robles era is over.
Another blown save for Robles. It was right down the middle.
Becoming increasingly difficult to pitch Hansel Robles at big spots.
And two, the Red Sox future is now.
It may sound like overhyped, guys, but I have seen the future, and it is Brian Bayo.
Plus, has Malcolm Brogdon been overhyped?
He's not that guy. He ought to be that guy. Someday he's going to have to tell us why he's not that guy.
Christian Fourier.
Ooh, you're creating the debt of iniquity.
Megan Ottolini.
You know how many things in this country I find grotesque?
It's Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on Boston Sports Original.
She works with Christian 4 hours a day.
Exactly. The noises and the smell that man emits?
I think you're probably in the right realm.
Wow. W-E-E-I.
To think I still haven't taken the filter off for her. I mean, it's just, we haven't seen anything yet. Like, I haven't farted in front of you once yet.
Yes, you have.
I have not farted in front of you.
You've held in a fart the entire show.
Hand on my children's head. Hand to God, I have not farted while Mego has been in the room. Now, every time she leaves during break, I'm going to let him loose.
You're such a gentleman.
I know. I didn't want to. I get cramps if I hold in my.
So of course you do. It's a natural thing.
Right?
You want to go to the hospital? No.
No.
Sorry.
It's a
natural thing.
I have to take a bunch of sick days because I can't walk around because I got cramps.
You think Lou has done that? Has he held it all in or no?
That's where
we both are.
Where he is this week.
He's on the IL because he held it in.
That makes sense. Tyler, did you say real quick on our Twitch feed right now? Is Zeke showing batting practice at Fenway?
Yeah, so we're back on the programming here, but during commercial breaks, I'm Boston WEI on Twitch. Zeke was right behind home plate. I think Kevin Kiermaier was talking to a little kid, gave the little kid a ball, so it was a nice little live feed there on Twitch.
That's why you watch the show on Twitch.
There you go.
On TV, follow WEI.
Well done, Zeke. All right, well, Merlone for you. Mego, that's us with Mutt sitting in because Lou's on vacation. We're live from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio before tonight's Red Sox home game, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and Ford Trucks, official truck of the Red Sox. So we started this conversation a couple minutes ago about the most anticipated Boston athlete debuts. I think going around, mine was Mac.
I want to change mine.
I said Jimmy G.
You can never get through a segment without changing your
mind. I didn't understand the rules of the game.
Jimmy G technically was here for a couple years where he made those starts, but I remember just that hype of him. Is he the next Brady? We're finally going to see it. If I have to go like original, it'd be like, you know, it'd be Drew Bledsoe. Because Drew Bledsoe was saved the franchise, Rick Meyer, then Drew Bledsoe. So go back to 93 with Bledsoe. If I have to change my pick off Garoppolo. So you go ahead.
So wait, so you are not taking Garoppolo?
No, you can have, because he's here for, to be fair, he's here for.
I'm just saying, are you not taking him?
But those Christian's starts, you can have Jimmy G.
Christian's going to steal.
You can have Jimmy G.
No, originally.
Pedro should be in this list.
Pedro should be in the list?
Yeah, because they got him from the Expos. He was
I don't remember those
National
days.
League.
I mean, are you kidding me?
The big debate is, do Keck going to trade Brian Rose for Pedro?
Come on.
Christian doesn't remember that. He was in the club listening to Glenn. Come on, Ryder.
Glenn did 1,000 hours on that. What are they going to give up for? Is it Carl Pavano or Brian Rose? 617-779-7937.
That's when you were enamored by Glenn. You're like, wow.
I was by my radio.
Sports Talk Radio.
Working at Donnellan's, like so telling my man, shut up for a second. I'll cut the produce later. They might trade for someone here.
The Wine and Light's coming up next. My pick was lame. When I think about it, my pick was lame because I didn't really understand the rules.
So
I picked Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
You were trying to troll this week. You were trying to
what
troll.
What are you talking about? Oh, this
one
do that.
Oh, that was an absolute freak.
We didn't mention Daisuke Matsuzaka.
That's another good one.
Daisuke's playing in an offseason. Where is he going to land? Where is he going to sign? Like, that was huge.
But the,
what's the gyro ball look like, Garvin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, but the, still the Garoppolo one was probably like the best one. We mentioned Randy Moss before the break.
That's
also
a good one too.
Yeah, the Garoppolo has to be the best one. If we're just talking just local sports recently, especially the buildup to that, all the intrigue, like even like the trade rumors and what are you going to do if Brady needs to retire? Then suddenly Jimmy Garoppolo gets his opportunity to start and he doesn't start the preseason games. Like, Brady starts this preseason games, and we're discussing how long the starters are going to stay in after Brady gets his three, you know, reps or 10 plays. But no, Garoppolo's an excellent one.
You can have it.
Let's
I'm gifting
okay,
it.
Okay, well, I mean, you didn't claim it.
No, I didn't claim it. I didn't lace the claim. You're right. It's yours.
Let's hear from the people.
Yeah.
Matt in Walpole. Matt, you're on.
What's up? I don't know if this one counts, so you can tell me it doesn't if it doesn't, but I would say the second debut of Doug Mirabelli. When he got traded at 10 a.m., he gets to the airport 12 minutes before the game. But this is back when the Yankees, you know, the rivalry was actually real.
Yep.
And he allows Tim Wakefield to throw seven innings, and he can throw the knuckleball. And I was trying to think of something obscure that wasn't football.
Well, Matt, he got a police escort. Remember, he got a state police escort and driver to
here.
It's because no one could catch the knuckleball, apparently, from Tim Wakefield. That's a great one.
All right, nice one. All right, Rick from Maine. Rick, you're on.
Yes, hello. I may have misunderstood the premise of the question. I thought
that's okay. You know what? That's
we
okay.
Do.
Go,
me
go
too.
For what you
I
want.
Thought it was, I thought it was homegrown talent, but I will say in 1986 when the Celtics won the championship, maybe with the greatest team ever that Auerbach put together, he finagled the number two pick and drafted Len Bias, and I was licking my chops, and it was a very sad thing.
That's sad, Rick.
Well, I
it
mean,
is sad,
sad
but,
one.
You know, you asked my opinion.
All right, Rick. Well, thanks.
Well, I would say that can we add to the rules like the person that you're anticipated
that was not like
actually has to participate in a game?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was definitely anticipated, but really sad.
Yeah, and I also we were doing just rookies. It sounds like we opened up to everything. It's not just rookie day.
No, it can be a trade. Like, it can be a trade.
Garvin brought one up in our text, like Kyrie Irving. Remember, Kyrie was going to come here and save the Celtics franchise?
Well, that's why I like Christians also, because I thought just that entire team of finally getting to see what this team would look like, the Celtics with a bunch of free agents, guys who never, ever would have come here, and then it all kind of went to crap 5 minutes into the season when Gordon Hayward broke his ankle.
Like, talk about buzzkill. But then you sit there and you go into just – you get into more of a national kind of discussion about, you know every sport and the anticipation of whatever. Like, I mean, I mentioned who is it? Shohei Ohtani was the most recent one.
Big one, yeah.
Tanaka for the Yankees. I couldn't remember his name. I remember him flying on a jet. They had like a camera on the jet, and he had like this movie star girlfriend who had all these little miniature dogs. And the dogs, the only reason they had to get a private plane, it had to be at certain criteria for the plane because the dogs didn't want to be upset. So they brought the dogs on the
Typical
plane.
Dogs. Oh, puffing up dogs.
Stupid dogs.
Let's go to Rick in Wilbraham. Rick, you're on. Rick, you're on.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello. I'm
hey.
Doing well, thanks. So I'm on a pike. I'm on a pike on the way to Boston.
Hello.
And I was thinking about what you're talking about. I thought it was just like the last Rick from Maine. I was thinking local talent, too, and I'd be happy to hear your thoughts. But first at bat in Major League, Lou Maloney hitting a three-run home run. That was my thought.
That was anticipated. We were pumped up for Lou's big debut that day.
Was it a three-run homer, though?
I couldn't sleep.
Did he drive in three runs?
It was an unbelievable debut. Daniel Nava hitting a grand slam on the first pitch that he saw. I think sort of usurped what Lou did, unfortunately. I just don't know. It was a great result. But was it anticipated? Were people
I think this is pretty
lining
rude.
Up for Lou to if, make his first start? No, the answer is
people
no.
are calling in and raising Lou. What about this big fella sitting over here?
What? First touchdown.
What about,
ever
yeah,
left
you
stadium?
Were not anticipated, Christian?
No, I was not.
There was no anticipation.
Sorry, no, the guy that they drafted in the first
Christian
round was.
Christian never got his swan moment.
Yeah.
Christian never got his swan moment.
I feel gypped.
Not fair.
See, but I do think we are actually altering like the whole conversation because
we sure are.
Instead of it being most anticipated return or whatever, it's now like.
Okay, that's never what it was.
Who did the best? like their first opportunity.
Debut.
So like Lou, first pitch, first at bat, gets a home run, right? That was an unbelievable
first
time.
Can't do better than that, yeah.
I don't know about, but as far as everything else, I mean, but we'll take all calls. We're not going to discriminate against anyone.
I mean, most calls. Joe from New Hampshire. Joe, you're on.
Hey, hi, how are you?
What's up?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, so I'm going, you guys are going to slice and dice me like Benihana, but I think I'm going with Jackie Bradley Jr.
What? Okay. You want this year's return? Yeah.
Are you part of Jackie's family, sir?
Yeah. Joe Bradley?
Yeah, so I was waiting with bated breath, but yeah, of course, you know, good defensive outfielder.
No, I'm saying no. I'm thinking Jackie Bradley Jr. needs to go back in and get his eyes fixed again.
Do you think Joe Castiglione vividly remembers the debut of Jackie Bradley Jr.?
He does like Jackie. Jackie's dad's in the booth frequently. He's up there hanging out. Hideo Nomo threw a no-hitter in his first Red Sox start. Kind of tough to beat that. Like, he was signed as a free agent, came here and threw a no-hitter. I think it was in the Orioles. So that was pretty good. If we're going to guys who, like, had awesome debuts. But it started with most, like, hyped up. And Bayo's, whatever list you have, we've got a million guys here, Bayo's on that list in terms of what he could mean potentially to this franchise going forward. Elite starting pitching should be up there with kind of like quarterback and like, you know, great number one draft pick in the NBA, what you can build your franchise on going forward.
I would love to ask the average Red Sox fan, when did you learn the name Brian Bayo? Because I have Red Sox fans who live back in Chicago where I'm from, and I talk to them about the Red Sox often, and they didn't know the name Brian Bayo until like middle of May.
I was going to say, I feel like it just started coming up a few weeks ago for casual fans.
It was this year for casual fans. If you were paying attention a little, you had to pay attention last year to really know. But
pay
you're right,
attention.
But that's what his rise is. Again, he was a top 100 prospect. Now he's a top 50 prospect. So he's made a huge leap here in 1 year, Tyler, to your point. This is not a guy taking like a Kumar Rocker, who's a recent draft pick. Yep. Like everyone knows that guy's name in baseball draft. When he makes his debut, everyone who's a fan of that team will know him. There'll be people tonight who might, like, oh, Brian who? Like,
you know, but here's the thing with Brian?
Brian?
Yeah,
Bayo?
That was really weird.
Bello?
The thing with Bayo, I would compare it to Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts' rise through the minors, AA, AAA, I feel like it was similar to Bayo's based on how often people were watching. You know, how many times we would talk to the managers and ask him, what's the latest with Mookie Betts? When do you see him coming up? I mean, I don't remember Xander when during his minor league excursion, like I know what you know when he was coming up, but Mookie Betts had a similar kind of feel to it, but he wasn't a pitcher, so you don't give it as much credit as like if you're going to compare a pitcher,
but no,
to
his
a quarterback.
Numbers, to your point,
but
his numbers were insane, and they popped off.
Well, they transfer,
and is he really this good? Like is Bayo really 13 strikeouts per nine innings good at the major league level at the age of 23? That's pretty rare to have, and I like the Betts comparison because his numbers at double and triple A were just astronomical.
Yeah, so the question is, I remember discussing it, like, will it translate? Like, is it, because it, obviously, double A, Bayo's just mowing people down. Okay, like, give me an opportunity. When did he face an actual big league hitter? Like, did he face a true big league hitter in some sort of rehab start against one of the other teams that he played against? Or were these all, like, young guys trying to establish themselves? Like, when was the last time he faced like a big league hitter? Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not asking. I'm sure you don't.
I don't have I don't have the rosters of the guys they played.
But I'm curious. Has he ever faced a true talent?
It's probably somewhere in AAA. Got somebody who's played in the bigs.
Like a rehab start, maybe.
Or some other highly rated prospects.
Yeah.
It's a fair. Like, I know Chris Sale faced two. Wander Franco, ironically, on a rehab outing a couple weeks ago in Fort Myers. So he, on his way back, saw some bats. Maybe Bayo hasn't. You know, maybe he'll see this lineup tonight. It's a bunch of good hitters. And, you know, he'll fade. I think he's going to perform well. And I think you said it earlier, five innings, three or fewer runs, six or more strikeouts, that's a really good first start.
What would you think the uptick is? Okay, I'm just trying to give you, like, would you say, like, because for me, it would be, if you were to see, like AAA to the majors would be like going from, is it just as simple as college to pros? Or is it like, is a gap like high school to pros? Is it that vast? Are there players so much better? And such, are we talking about such elite
talent? I feel like it's
talent.
More like high school to college, where there's a little bit. I'm talking like if you're, I'm sorry, I mean that from like an elite high school level. Like if you're at an elite high school, you know, and playing against some of the other best kids around, like a travel program or something, depending on the sport. And then you get to college, like they're going to be better developed and they're going to be some kids who are older and just stronger and whatever. But it's not like a wildly different game where at some points, like, you make that jump and you're like, I've got to change my whole body. I've got to change everything.
It's going to take a while.
In the first start, it's going to be an easier transition. You mentioned earlier, as you mentioned, like second time, third time to the order, which maybe they'll get to him tonight. It's the second and third times major league teams start to see him up here when they get the book on him and they start, okay, he wants to do this in this spot. Then he has to adjust. At AAA, he's just overpowering guys.
Yeah.
As he makes more starts here, that's when that's going to settle in. Like, if he makes five starts at the big league level, that fifth start, he might struggle. And we're going to say, well, of course he did, because the book is now out on Bayo. Maybe the book's not out tonight against Tampa. Maybe tonight he's able to pitch really well.
It's Bayo Day. We're going to keep talking about him and taking your calls on your most anticipated Boston athlete debuts. But first, we have the trend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
Swung and a high fly ball deep to left field. Way back it goes. And you can forget about it. Lou Merlone is homered in his first at bat at Fenway Park. The local kid goes deep and the Red Sox lead it 5-0.
The local kid goes deep. Lou Merlone, that very highly anticipated debut of the kid from Framingham. Because it's Bayo Day here, we are talking about the most highly anticipated debuts from Boston athletes, be it from trades or homegrown heroes. So let's go around because we got a whole bunch of calls to get to. Mark on Cape Cod. Mark, you're on.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up?
Hey, first off, this topic is unbelievable. Great topic. I got like a branch off of what you have. So I'm thinking about first returns back to Boston. The first return after leaving Boston. I was there for it. I was probably like 13, 14 years old. Roger Clemens coming back to Fenway with the Blue Jays when he struck out 16.
I was there. That was unbelievable.
Thanks,
it was like an anger in the ballpark that day, and he came in and shoved and stared up at Anduquette. But now
there was an anger in the ballpark.
There was.
It sounds like the beginning of a poem.
They hated Clemens. Clemens said he's going closer to home, and he went to Toronto. People were so mad at Clemens during that time. But Mark, I appreciate it, but that's not. See, we have now opened this thing up.
And you know what? If we're going to go
free for all, name a Boston athlete. 617-779.
If you go down that road, I don't think you can compete with Brady returning with Tampa Bay. That was a total circus, the anticipation leading up to that.
I feel like that one should count.
Oh, that's awesome.
You don't think that one should count?
No.
Forgot all about that one.
There's no bigger return in the history of our lifetime than Brady come back with Tampa.
Yeah.
And playing in the rain.
Well, that would say, debut, I would say Roger Clemens was a decent comp, though.
I
don't think so.
Sorry, I mean,
you said there was anger in the park that day.
It was the opposite.
There
was so much emotion.
Like wounded gladiators returning to Rome.
The Red Sox are coming home.
They came home.
John in Maine. John, you're on.
The only thing that Lou Maloney soundbite is missing is a "Can you believe it?" at the end of that. You guys got to get that done. So Edgar Renteria, I thought he was highly anticipated, and it just seemed like he wasn't able to figure it out here in Boston. But then as soon as he went, I think it was the Dodgers, he started hitting again. And I'll throw another one in there, Yoan Moncada. But he never made it up to the big.
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
That's, yeah. He didn't play here, right? They traded him before that, right? He ended up in the White Sox trade.
So he was one of those. Wait, where is he from again? Is he Puerto Rico?
I don't know if it's Dominican or. I don't know.
There was a stretch of like international players being signed.
Yep.
Like they were just signing them as quick as possible.
Ruiz de Castillo.
Yeah. So Moncada was one of the latest ones, which didn't pan out at all.
Well,
remember he showed up at the training camp in like a Lamborghini. He was like, he made more than the entire team, like coaches included.
It was a crazy story because the caller's right. Like people were following his.
Yeah.
Minor league stuff like crazy. Eventually got traded in the Chris Sale trade. Here.
But he never played.
The hype for him was crazy. There's a whole list of like, remember Carl Crawford?
Yeah.
They spent 100 and something million on Julio Lugo. Like there are all these Red Sox guys you go back, ironically. They're not homegrown players, but they spent all this money. Pablo Sandoval, somebody
I was going to say Twitter. That. Panda.
Pablo and John Lackey. Like they went out and spent all that money. Sandoval, the Panda Man. Like that's, there are some really.
What a setup that was though.
Oh, what a
fuck. Oh, does it come with panda, the panda costume?
Panda.
You believe the reports, it was, Tom Werner and the Red Sox TV department thought he'd be great
For the TV marketing show.
Great for marketing. People would buy pandas.
Yeah, but does he have to be any good? Well, it would help if he's good. Fat. Well, what is he? Is he fat? What's his body fat index? What was it like?
At least Bloom. Yeah. What he got to like some crazy number. Remember he left here and his belt was it? He wasn't here when his belt broke open.
He was here when his belt broke open. Yes, it was. He was here. So it was a terrible view. It was a terrible picture.
I love this comment on Twitch. We're asking for like the best Boston sports debuts. Yep. From Free Mandela 353. The day that Glenn Ordway debuted his basement podcast.
That was a big show. Podcast. That was big show unfiltered. Okay, it wasn't a basement podcast. It was a live show.
In an attic.
That aired on some small radio stations.
Yeah, it wasn't the basement, it was the attic.
And also on Sirius XM Radio featuring Alex Reamer and Pete Shepard. I was listening to that.
Future stars of America.
Gary Thornton might have been their first show.
The Prodigy. I mean, Alex Reamer.
You guys, if we're going to talk about
the Prodigy.
Big show unfiltered.
If we're going to talk about the debut of radio personalities, I mean.
Indeed, the maiden voyage, Mutt and Merlone, sports radio, WEEI, on this Monday, 7th day of March, the year 2000. And 11? 11?
Did you forget what year it was?
Probably did. Oh, you want to play some of your reports today, Megan?
Thank you much.
You're in and out of the show. I would do that if you want.
No, please.
There are people here on a weekday. The cafeteria. Lou is open. The parking garage is full.
It's all new.
What the heck's going
on
around?
It's all new.
It was very new for me. It went from weekends. The first show I ever did with Lou. They put us together in middays and said, go do a show. No practice shows at all. Nothing today. Go have fun.
That clip sounds 25 years old. That white noise, the hiss in the background. You guys sound like you're on AM radio.
You guys got chemistry. Maybe. I can just tell.
Mutt's working for free, basically. Let's put him in middays.
Let's go to Paul and Quincy. Paul, you're on.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Leave now.
What's up?
Mine was Drew Bledsoe because I was actually a Rick Meyer guy at the time. Ooh. And I had thought that, did Parcells make the right choice when he chose the kid out of Washington State? Because I had not seen him play, but I had seen Notre Dame. So my anticipated athlete was Drew Bledsoe at the time. Was he going to be a bust or not? Obviously, Parcells made the right choice.
Yes, he did.
Good call. He did.
That was your original choice, right?
I went Jimmy G, I'm audibling into Drew Bledsoe because Jimmy G technically played for 2 years. Like, was his debut that Chiefs game? They were on to Cincinnati game, but that wasn't highly sought after. Yeah. But his two starts in year three, were like, as Christian said, 2 months of us talking about suspensions and Deflategate. Now he's suspended. Is Jimmy G the next Tom Brady? Giardi pumping his tires every 2 seconds like that. I still remember that stuff. I'll give you another. He never played here, but the Tim Tebow hype was unbelievable in that offseason for Tim Tebow and what he might do in New England.
That one there though, when you think about Tim Tebow, even Jimmy Garoppolo, there was like a known commodity though. You had seen Tim Tebow with Denver, you had seen Jimmy Garoppolo in preseason games, and you had seen him in regular season games, mop up duty, but you still saw him. I do think there is this, you know, weird like unknown with Bayo because I don't think anyone has been paying attention to what's going on in Worcester at Polar Park. I don't think anyone is paying attention. All they do, all they know is that there's this young stud who is going to blow everybody away, and he's so good that they fast-tracked him up to the majors. That's all you're hearing.
And his comp is Pedro Martinez.
Yes, and like Pedro Martinez is mentoring him. Hey, oh, by the way, Pedro Martinez taught him how to throw a changeup. Like, that is what you hear. So we earlier today, we put through out, you probably saw it in the spring and during spring training with the Red Sox, a side-by-side of Pedro and Bayo and how similar their windup and their mechanics were. Like, it was eerily similar to the two. And Pedro, like, knowing that he is coaching this guy up is, you know, okay, listen, like, I'm not going to crown you right now. You got to earn it. But it is like, all right, there's some tough expectations that there's no way he's going to live up to.
And you mentioned earlier, Chaim Bloom was not here when they signed this guy. But there are some people probably sitting down tonight that think, oh, this is a Chaim Bloom guy, right? Chaim Bloom's thing was
give him credit.
Star players, all these great players in Tampa. He is going to get some ancillary credit for just never trading him. And because people think that he was the guy who signed him, which again, it was.
So who was it though? Was it? It wasn't Dombrowski, was it?
Yeah, it was Dave, wasn't it?
Dave was Dave's here guy? At that point because
he wasn't paying attention to any minor leaguers. It was like 19.
No, he came in 18. They won in 18. Okay. So I guess is that Charrington? Was that I sat? I should know that, but that might have been a Ben Charrington. And Terry wouldn't take credit. There's some international scouting department.
Yeah.
That after he got passed over for 2 years, signed that guy. We could Google it and see who gets credit for that. I wonder if they're still with the organization. But Bloom's going to get a little bit of extra credit for this.
Well,
he's
Bloom
here while he's here
is going to get credit for a lot because it feels like all the young players that Dave Dombrowski probably would have traded in order to get some high-priced pitcher or some left-handed at-bat or some middle infielder, who the hell knows, he is not doing that. Like, he's holding on to him, like building for the future, Mutt. Going to have a long winning team.
Oh, you might want to re-sign these guys, Devers and Bogarts.
Oh, they ain't good.
No, they're too old.
You better trade some young guys for a closer here.
They're going to be 31.
Some playoff games here at some point.
Let's go to Jared in the car. Jared, you're on.
All right. Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, Jared?
Mego, you're a great addition to the show. I'm glad they hired you. So, awesome job.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
However, is that your favorite Boston debut, Mego, on Maloney Fourier and Mego?
Yes.
There you go.
So, Mutt, you name-dropped this name that I'm going to bring up here in a minute, a few minutes ago. One of the highly touted imports the Red Sox brought in, who turned out to be one of the biggest flops, who I think the Sox are still paying $10 million a year to not play them, is Ruznay Castillo.
Yeah, that was wild.
He was highly touted.
Remember the hype about Ruznay, and he could do everything, and he was they had just missed out on
– Jacked.
Now I'm going to forget the pitcher. They had missed out on the expensive pitcher the Yankees got. There's that story that, like, Theo threw stuff and they smashed stuff because they missed out on him. And the next player they could get was Ruznay, and they paid him an obscene amount of money. And he absolutely stunk. And he never lived up to that.
But I think that is a great call because of the fact that it was a flop. So you don't just think about the guys who went out there and, oh, like, I'll always remember how excited we were because he was so hyped up and then he became a Boston legend and blah, 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 or he had a great career here. I want to hear about the flops, too, because then we remember what idiots we were here in the media riding the hype train for these guys.
Listen, we played this down yesterday of me on Aaron Nesmith on draft night. That's a guy who we all thought was going to be, I thought was going to be great. Who failed out? There's a million of those guys, too. That's too negative for today. This is Bayo Day.
Bayo Day.
We're celebrating the next Pedro Martinez. Come on.
Let's go to Reggie in Burlington, and then we'll get to you, Tyler, really quick. Reggie, you're on.
Hey, good morning. Well, actually, good afternoon, guys. I got to change it up a little bit. I know you guys are talking athletes, but I got to go with Bill Parcells, the most anticipated person coming to Boston.
That's interesting. It's okay. I know Mutt's really strict about the rules of this game, and he's like,
super strict. Yeah.
Don't just be naming people in Boston sports, but I like it. It's a nice little twist.
He saved the franchise. Like, you know, why would Bill Parcells want to come here to this team that was going to move and everything? That's a really, really good one.
Yeah, the other one that we mentioned earlier, but we haven't kind of, you know, reiterated his name, is Mac Jones. Like, to me, taking over for basically, I'm going to say you're taking over for Tom Brady. Like, you're not really taking over for Cam Newton. You're taking over for Tom Brady. They actually drafted a quarterback in the first round, the last one to be taken in that first round. And just the burden of continued success that was on his shoulders. And, like, is this the guy? I still not sure.
Well, and
RG3 says he is.
And
that's right.
The other factor with Mac, and Mac was my ultimate choice originally, is that it was a true rookie coming out of college, coming into the system, being asked to start week one, and then even further down for in week four, being asked to face down the greatest quarterback in history, who, by the way, used to be your quarterback for 20 years. All of that had such high anticipation. Let's go to Chris in the car. Chris, you're on.
Hey, I wanted to bring up the anticipation with Dice K and how much he was kind of hyped when he got here. I mean, he didn't really flop, but he wasn't what everybody was putting him out to be. I mean, he had a couple good seasons, but...
Yeah, serviceable, but he never the caller's right, never lived up to the hype. And again, he came here with a... rumored to throw a pitch that no one had ever seen before.
Like, the gyro ball.
It's segments and segments of gyro ball talk and what the gyro ball does. And then he got the contract stuff where he had his own masseuse that was going to travel with him. And he got his own, like, a 3 hotel suites and private plane. Like, it was just insane, the hype for him. And he was one of the guys that did not live up to it. It was impossible to live up to searching his private jet and where it was going back and forth as they were trying to get that signing done. Oh, that was, like, it was yesterday.
Ray in Boston has a Patriots one. Ray, you're on.
It's Ray from Boston. How are you guys?
What's up, Ray?
Good. I got a good name for you guys. Hopefully it wasn't said yet, but Brandon Cooks. Everybody said he's the next best thing since Moss, blah, blah, blah. He never really lived up to it, and he was gone in a year. And that was something I was so hyped for, and I bought hook, line, and sinker right into it, and he was out.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to say I'm going to say no on that. I mean, I don't think anyone was ever comparing him to Randy Moss ever. And for the record, he was a 1,000-yard receiver. Like, he's been a 1,000-yard receiver, like, almost like every year he's been in the league. Anywhere he goes, he catches balls for over 1,000 yards. So he doesn't have the 23 touchdowns, but he's a productive, high-level receiver. I don't care what anyone says.
There also
he produces.
There wasn't a ton of hype.
No, there was zero hype.
I'm sitting here going, I don't remember the Brandon Cooks hype train. I do remember there being
Cooks hype train.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Remember
that
those hours we did on Brandon Cooks?
I remember Kyle Van Noy hype train really big. I remember, like, really digging deep into his past.
Let's go to, I don't know what that means. Let's go to Bobby on Cape Cod. Bobby, you're on. Bobby.
Oh, that was me.
He's listening.
I sound
to you.
Good.
All right, sorry, Bobby. You try calling back when the radio's great. Off. Okay. Let's go to Ethan in Connecticut. Ethan, you're on.
All right. I remember Vida Blue coming in with the Oakland Athletics against Sonny Siebert in 1971. It was the most anticipated game in quite a few years. Vida Blue was 10-1. Siebert was 8-0, and the Sox beat him.
All right, Ethan, you got very close to being kicked out of the contest.
That's 71.
Vida Blue pitched for the A's at that point. Wasn't pitching for the Red Sox.
I guess he's thinking of it. We're not talking about athletes from other teams. And also, 1971 is cutting very, very close. I said you could call in from the 70s athletes, but 71 is very close to the 60s.
That caller should call.
Folk music is still on the radio in 71.
The Buck and Big O show.
Game in quite a few years.
1971.
Jeff in New Bedford. Jeff,
you actually had a comment on that, which was amazing.
Hi. Hey, I enjoy the show.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
I really enjoy the show. I'm going to change it up a little bit. The most anticipated sports member to join a great team, Mago. How's that?
Thank you, Jeff.
Oh,
that was very nice.
What a suck up.
His line said Bledsoe. I was not fishing
for that. Two callers
who
said that.
I was looking for Bledsoe. I thought we'd have some Patriots talk, okay? Sure. Do you have something else you want
to add? You have an old fan club. Very creepy. A little creepy, I'm not going to lie.
Maybe that's why the Twitter numbers aren't up like other people.
You know, I tell you what, listen, how many followers do you have now? We should check the ages of those guys.
Hey,
who else are they following?
Callers, I want to introduce you to Instagram.
Huge on Facebook and MySpace. Mega on MySpace crunches it.
All right, we'll take a couple more of your calls in just a minute, and we'll do last call.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
Back to Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
Marloni, Fourier, and Mego is live from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio before tonight's Red Sox home game, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and Ford Trucks, official truck of the Red Sox. It's the debut of Brian Bello tonight, so instead of talking about Brian Bello, we are taking your calls on your most anticipated Boston athlete debut. But somebody chimed in, was it on Twitter, Mutt, that you got so excited about running back and forth?
I'll give him credit. So we've done this for over an hour, and this is a great, great anticipated Boston debut. It's not a player, but our friend Patrick Gilroy, who you know. Have you worked with Gilroy before?
Candyman.
He's done a bunch of weeks. Was he part of one of the Fourier?
He was the initial 24 inaugural, yeah.
Great guy.
All he did was bitch and complain about Glenn.
Sure, it is sports radio. WEEI, it is.
Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino showing up here from Kentucky to change the Celtics landscape, kicking Red R back out of the president's role, bringing in cheerleaders. Pitino, the anticipation for what he was going to mean to the organization in Boston sports was unprecedented. A great one by you, Gilroy, and I miss you.
I like that one a lot. Let's go to Bob in Holliston. Bob, you're on.
Hey, one of the most anticipated for me was Darrell Revis. The Patriots offense, Patriots defense had been terrible for a really long time, and they went out and got a super high dollar player who was the best in the league at his position. Like, that was awesome.
The Revis one was I was amazed that they were actually able to pull that off, which makes me think of just other high dollar guys that they got in free agency, which was Adelius Thomas, but I don't feel like there was a lot of anticipation with him. You know, they already had so many other studs on that defense. You're right. Revis, they needed Revis. It was like Revis, wasn't it Brandon Browner? He was the other guy that they brought in
from Seattle. Yeah, yeah. But even Adelius Thomas, you kind of threw in there casually for not doing like rookie debuts. Remember they signed him in the first hours of free agency? Yeah. He shocked everybody. I think Michael Holly actually had that before anyone else did. They're going to go sign him. And they did. And people thought he was like the next Ray Lewis here.
He was good that first year.
Tailed off at the end.
And then that was it. Kind of Matthew Judon-ish.
Oh, I like that. Ooh. Good comparison.
Oh, wait until the end to save it.
Save that for a slow day in the summer.
You can do that in the summer. Matthew Judon.
Andy Hart's a huge Adelius Thomas fan, so when he's in here, do that. That's a good topic.
Okay.
John in the car. John, you're on.
That's far be rude.
Yo.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hi, John.
What I'm going back to is when I was a kid, it was the Benzer, Ellis Burks, Mike Greenfield outfield. That was going to come back. You know, we were going to move Burks over to left. I mean, Greenwell over to left to replace Rice. Never really panned out for us. Burks didn't have a decent career once he left, but that was my hype when I was a kid.
Wow.
Yeah, that is
all right, good show, guys.
I feel like, you know, taking walks down memory lane, I think they're all significant. I think it was good. Good act.
If you had someone mentioning Todd Benzinger today on July 6, 2022, you've made $1 million.
We went a whole hour without anyone saying the name Chris Sale. The debut of Chris Sale.
That was a good one. That's really good. Which one?
That's a good one.
Back from
tonight
in Worcester.
Last year? 25.
From which injury?
Next Tuesday against the Rays.
His first one.
Let's go to Last Call. Last Call is brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. So new Celtic, Gallinari, Danilo Gallinari. I don't know what this is from, because quite honestly, it was just dropped into the show sheet and it sounds crazy.
It's some great post-game audio, Mega.
A post-game press conference, I guess, that he held. Let's hear it.
Danilo, you have to be feeling good after this game. I have to admit, you looked a little bit sluggish in the first half, but you came back out in the second and dropped 30. What was the difference at halftime?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I came in the locker room to take a shit.
What?
I normally take a shit 4 or 5 times a day, but everywhere. I can take it right here in the locker room or at home with my friends. In the living room, while we're playing cards, anywhere.
It's different.
I'm actually going to take a shit right now. You want to watch?
What?
What? Is that real?
What is that from?
That's not real.
Okay, we get it. What's that from?
That's like a prank show, right?
What's that from?
That's from the fine folks over at, I believe it's KDN 10 News.
That's real?
No, it's not real.
What are you talking about? What is
well,
that?
To
How
be
is
perfectly
that
honest, I came in the locker room to take a shit.
What?
What?
So
So sold it.
So Doug Lane's got a personality. He's got a sense of humor.
I wish it was real.
Doug Lane wants to weigh in. How did you guys not mention Bobby Orr or Larry Bird? Because I wasn't paying attention then, Doug. You could have called in and said that.
Larry Bird, I got a lot of people texting, tweeting me, you know, because I'm trying to up my followers.
Yeah, you're doing that.
Cool. So I'm trying to up my followers. So please everything at Christian Fourier. Larry Bird is a big one.
It's a great one. He got it's kind of an obvious one.
Did someone say Ellis Burks?
Yeah, that
is that a real name?
Mike Greenwell.
I wish that Gallinari thing was real.
I do.
I was like, is that the guy that's coming here? That's awesome.
Well to be perfectly honest, I came in the locker room to take a shit.
What?
Something that is real. For another guy who's coming here, Brogdon's dad. Did you know what his job is?
I love this.
This is so
good. His dad has a personal injury court TV show. He's the judge, Gino Brogdon. Let's hear a little bit of it.
Personal injury court.
We played football together. I got stopped by a linebacker. That was the garage door. It slammed down on top of my back.
So this door crashed on your neck?
Yes, sir.
You are suing for a total of $425,000.
I've always had his back, on and off the field.
Why not go over there and clean up your mama's house?
I do it all the time, Your Honor.
Oh.
Without a shadow of a doubt. It's just... We offer to pay for the services to get done by the city.
How could you say something like that about your own mother?
Mom, you know I love you more than anything in this world. Okay, but when the city gives you a citation, things have to get done.
We're just trying to help.
Mr. Lewis, I can see on your face as you see your mom crying here that this is tough on you. I understand that. Yes, litigation is sometimes necessary. I'm glad you are hugging your mama.
Yes, sir.
Y'all need to know that this case really just breaks my heart to find you all as a family, and y'all got to play this out in a public court. It just breaks my heart.
When all of the women began taking off all of their clothes, stripping down to their bras and panties, yes, I did offer to loan them bathing suits to get into the hot
tub.
That's
permission.
And then put your own on and jump in.
We have kids.
I was trying to be a good hostess.
We'll have order in this courthouse. So you handed out bathing suits.
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, wouldn't that indicate to them that you kind of wanted them to get in the hot tub?
What it should have indicated was that we had children in the house, as they well knew, and I did not want my children to see women running around in wet underwear.
What's the alternative, Your Honor?
Tell them put their clothes back on.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. There you go. This is a great show, by the way.
He's the judge?
He's Judge Judy, Judge Wapner. He's Judge Gino Brogdon.
I'm about to watch this.
Sounds really weird.
A little Steve Wilkos mixed in here.
Yeah, sounds weird, but I did. I was in a rabbit hole.
No, you went down a rabbit hole.
The amounts, we're talking like high dollar figures here. $400,000, $80,000, $250,000. All the cases are, he's not dealing with like $20 or like, you know.
This is syndicated?
It's syndicated.
I'd never heard about it before, but it's fabulous.
Is it real?
Personal injury.
It's totally
yes, it's real.
This is 100%.
Yes.
No, I know that I know the show exists. I'm saying, are the people on the show, real legal cases or is it just actors?
Yes, a guy who lit off a bunch of fireworks that ended up forcing some girl who was riding her bike to fall off her bike. And she was suing the guy that lit off the fireworks because she thought that it was his fault. And she lost.
Tell them put their clothes back on.
Fireworks trigger Mutt. Please don't get it.
Fireworks trigger your dog.
All right. We gotta go. Night is
tomorrow. You had a big show tomorrow.
We got a big show tomorrow.
Boo!
Caskin Flag.
Boo! We're booing that Rays lady outside. Boo!
You are ahead of the Yankees game. Yeah. But first, we got Mud at Night tonight ahead of Bayo Day.
Bayo.
It's the Tampa Bay Rays. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.